this is a personal interview for PA History. It's on baseball, and the interviewer is Doug Burns. I'm interviewing John Fentress, who lives at 63 College Garden Apartments in Slippery Rock, and the date today is October 12th, 1994. John, what is your employment status right now?
I'm currently going to school at Slippery Rock University, and I also work some weekends for NBC doing football games in Cleveland and Pittsburgh.
So you're in school. What is your major?
Communications.
All right. What role have you played in the history of baseball in Western Pennsylvania?
I worked for Baseball Network during the All-Star game this past year and last year.
How did you get this opportunity to work on the All-Star game?
Through my internship, I worked at KDK TV2 in Pittsburgh.
What were some of your responsibilities during your internship?
I coordinated commercials, scoreboard, and billboard spots, and I corrected problems for the certain actors.
Did you have any troubles with your responsibilities during your internship?
No, everybody I worked with knew their job well and helped me out whenever I needed some.
What type of preconceptions did you bring with you to the ballpark?
Not many. I've seen a lot, and I was pretty prepared for what I had to do. I just couldn't believe how complicated and how big the production actually was.
Did any of these preconceptions you have hold true while you worked at Three Rivers?
Yes. TV people, they work very hard, and they work to perfection, and that really amazed me. They wouldn't accept anything less.
What, in your opinion, was the most fascinating aspect of your experience while doing your internship with KDKA?
I had a conversation on the future of baseball and the physical stature of Bob Costas.
What did Bob Costas think about the future of baseball?
I said the league needs to settle its financial problems, and after that was done, then they could start back on the future baseball.
Did you get to meet anyone famous when you worked with KDKA?
Yeah, I met Bob Uecker, Johnny Bench, and Reggie Jackson.
At the All-Star game this past summer, was any records broken that you could tell me?
Yeah, Frank Thomas's monster home run shot, it hit the sixth level. I'm pretty sure it was about 560 feet.
Would you like to do this type of thing again? Why or no, why not?
Oh, yes, definitely. Being around all those famous people, and, you know, sports are just a lot of fun. I really loved it.
Would you consider working in baseball once you graduate from Slippery Rock?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Do you think this opportunity will lead to anything bigger or better in the future for you?
Hey, hope so. Knock on wood.
All right, that concludes my interview with John Fentress. And thanks a lot, John, for stopping in today.
Hey, sure, Dougie. Yeah, I was really fortunate. I got to meet Bob Uecker, Johnny Bench, and Reggie Jackson.
All right, now, this was an All-Star game that you worked at. Were any records broken that might be of any interest to me?
Yeah, Frank Thomas's monster shot off the sixth level. It was just about 560 feet.
Sounded like you had a lot of fun at this game. Would you like to try this thing again? Why or why not?
Yes, it was really exciting to be around all those important people. So it brought out the best in me, and sports events, they're just the best time anyways. Why not get paid for it?
John, would you consider working in baseball once you graduate from Slippery Rock University?
Oh, most definitely.
Do you think that this opportunity will lead to anything bigger or better in the future for you?
Yes, I hope so.
All right, thanks a lot, John, and have a good day.
All right, Doug, take care.